The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact.
He's totally sober, she's not that drunk.
He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb.
She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2. Okay, see, my mic is working fine.
Hello.
Testing, 1, 2. Go ahead, you test yours.
You just did.
Test it better. You test it.
Hello. Testing. It's a little quiet.
It's there. Fine. It's good. It's perfect. Nobody wants to hear you anyway.
I know. You come down here.
We said, hey, come down halfway through the podcast. You're like, I'm doing the whole thing.
Yeah.
I got nothing better to do.
Yeah, you do. You can go online, do some piano or ukulele lessons. You can learn anything online instead of going to TikTok.
I mean, so did you.
Anything going to TikTok or Minecraft. You sit in different, you have three different chairs that you sit in, and you'll sit in one for 3 hours like a mole. And then you come down and you're eating plain, what's it called?
Nutella.
Nutella. We don't like it. We don't like you. We don't like isolation. What are the things? Don't make noises. Do not aggravate us. Because we haven't done a podcast in a week and people are ready.
They haven't made a new one in so long.
Kate, if you're not going to speak into the microphone, there's no sense of being here.
What?
The people are like, woo, they haven't done one in so long.
Do you think really people they're listening? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because
How do you know they're listening?
Well, I don't know.
You know, there could be one, there's probably one person listening.
It's possible. Right, it's possible.
And if we're bringing that
Jeremy, imagine his name was Jeremy. That would give him a kick out of it, wouldn't it?
And we're making, as long as we make that one person happy, that's all that matters. Because in life, you can't keep
There's so many, what's it called?
What?
Blackheads everywhere.
Yeah, what, in Plainfield?
Really, you want to bring that up on the podcast? Huh? Rich. Delete.
What do you mean,
backspace.
No.
Keep going before anyone realizes what's happening.
What's happening?
You're going to get canceled.
Yes.
Can't cancel a podcast, can you?
They're going to cancel you.
Oh, really? You can't cancel a podcast?
Yeah,
people can. Do you know what cancels? It's not like somebody goes, this one's no longer going. It's cancel means people will stop listening or watching or whatever. They tell everyone else to do that.
Then that's not canceling. That's just.
It is. It's cancel culture.
That's running out of.
It's cancel. It's literally called canceling a person. It's like, I don't know, like Slack? Is that what it's called?
What?
No, like.
Ugh, Karen,
I have no
relax.
Idea.
You know when people go like they say an abbreviation for something. What's that called? What are you doing? Like what's like slam?
Well,
metaphor?
I don't know
what you're talking about.
No, like when someone...
Come on, Karen.
He learned Karen yesterday, and look at these, keeps calling you Karen.
That's so stupid.
That's not what it means.
What if your name's Karen?
Don't do the other joke that he did last night. No, like, it's like when someone has, like, a term for something, like, bro or something.
What?
Nickname? No!
I don't know what you're trying to
say. Slang?
Slang!
Oh, I was going to say colloquialism.
You didn't even know what slang was. There's no such thing as slang in your day.
I forgot what the word was, okay?
All right, can you give Mommy the mic?
There's a lot we got to go over.
A lot.
Because we've been locked up.
I took a shower for the first time today.
You mean for the first time?
The first time, comma, today.
Yeah, but the first time what? In
3 or 4 days.
In like a week.
We were using Raina as a test to see if you had corona. If you could smell Raina, you didn't have it.
Today, my breathing's hard again. Yesterday, I had great breathing.
Oh, it's got to be. Where'd you get that breathing? I want to have some great breathing, too. Where'd you get it? Did you get it at the breathing store?
But also, you sound like Trump sometimes.
You sound like a Trump tweet. That's how you speak.
First of all,
great breathing. Beautiful breathing. Brilliant breathing. My breathing is amazing.
It's got
incredible breathing.
Why is some days
you
my breathing?
This every day.
First of all, your breathing's not hard. It's hard to breathe.
No, I can breathe.
And I don't get when you say
it's hard, but it's out of breath easy.
That's it's hard to breathe. That's what it
I wonder
means.
If I have bronchitis.
You don't. But don't say, because you're always like this.
No,
you
this
wouldn't
is...
have bronchitis for like 4 weeks and still be like up and doing that yard work every day.
I work out too.
Yeah, you work out, you do yard work for hours. You're not having bronchitis. You've been saying this since we started quarantine.
No.
If you had bronchitis, then... Because you've been saying, my breathing's hard, which is not correct grammar. Really hurts me. But no,
your grammar's hard.
Yeah, your grammar's hard. So you know, it's when I look at you, my eyes are hard.
What?
When I look at Mommy.
No. What? No. No. No.
When
no.
I look at Daddy.
No. What?
My nipple.
No.
When Mommy
what?
Gets
stop it. Okay, we fixed it, guys. We're back.
When Mommy gets undressed.
No. Come on. No. I'm your 12-year-old child. You are going to send this out to the public. Are you sure? And you just made a racist joke 5 minutes ago. Are
no,
you sure
I didn't.
You want to?
Would I make what racist joke?
The
no,
one of,
really? You want to go back?
You want to go back? And, okay, let's go rewind to when you said, I said, you have a lot of blackheads and you were like in Plainfield or something.
That's when I lived in Plainfield. I had like a lot of blackheads when I lived in Plainfield.
Let's okay, this just whole
no.
This is,
okay, let's get started. You know what? I want, we have out front on our house a flagpole hanger. And I want to put a flag up, and Bonnie won't let me put a flag. She says that makes me a Trump supporter.
What flag would you put up?
What flag?
Like an American flag?
I'll put
yes.
A Canadian flag. We'll put up a Canadian
flag.
No. We should put up a rainbow flag for Dad.
American.
We should put up a rainbow flag for Dad.
Oh, yes. Is that... Oh, you know what? I misunderstood. Is that the flag you want?
No.
No. If you put up an American flag, you're a... Trump supporter.
No, it means you love the country. What's wrong with liking your country?
The country's kind of gross. There's a lot of fat
people. Do you like
people.
Your country right now?
Yeah.
Oh, you do? You're happy with the way things are going?
It's what can I do? It's not the country. The what makes things wrong? It's.
I mean,
that's
kind of
what's going on in the world.
That's
in
what the country.
That's what the flag represents.
No, the flag. Represents patriotism.
So you like. Yeah, that's what patriotism is, liking your president and, like, all that stuff.
No,
are you saying you just like the dirt in the ground? You just like the shape of the
yes,
USA?
Yeah, what are you saying? Like you like the way the states are laid out? What is it?
Like, you like the names of all... Like, what do you mean by, like, the country, if you don't mean you like the president? The
you don't have to like
run?
The president to like the country.
Then what do you like about the country?
I like the fact that we're free.
You know, I mean... You're free because the president says so.
No, yeah. You dummy. You're stupid. You're free because we're free.
We're not free because we're free.
A dictatorship.
Yeah, that's
democracy.
Because the president
realize
is
this
not
is
a...
going out, right, to people.
Ugh, yeah.
It's a democracy,
I don't
okay?
really care.
You're really a racist joke, a pedophile.
I didn't do a pedophile
well,
joke.
Well, you were being...
A pervert.
Yeah, a perverted joke
I
in
mean,
front of your...
gross jokes about...
I didn't do gross jokes.
And then you called your daughter stupid without ever saying
you
sorry.
Stupid?
He just went, you're stupid, you're dumb, you're stupid.
I didn't call her dumb.
I'm
I
desensitized from it now.
You have to stop yelling. Sorry, is it because you're wearing AirPods all the time and it's major
you have
hearing?
AirPods
you literally
in?
Yell yeah. all the time.
I'm sorry, I have a strong voice.
Oh, you have strong odor.
Why are you putting this on me?
Well, if you want to say something, you can.
So, hang
try to yell at me about my yelling.
There's nothing
both
wrong.
Both of you, toxic parents.
If you have a place to hang a flag, it's nice to hang a flag.
When have you ever been, like, patriotic before?
All the time. 4th of July, I go, woo!
No, you don't.
Yes.
You hate fireworks.
How many times did we take out a fireworks?
Because I... like,
you would always leave before the final fireworks.
I've never remembered you taking me to fireworks. I've always been with my friends or mom takes me.
No, I've taken... Come on, we've taken you to fireworks at the supermarket at Wegmans, and we sat in the parking lot where everybody else...
The only time I remember you, you're like... I'm talking at a normal level.
No, you're not. Yeah, that's the thing. Your normal level is too high.
Yes.
Talk like you don't want other people to hear you.
Tone it down.
What were you going to say? Oh. When Rich is out of town, then I don't take her to the fireworks because I think it's stupid. And I think if you've seen, I say, go look it up online and watch it there. I don't care. It doesn't.
Oh, really? If you were in... Colonial Williamsburg, you wouldn't take her to...
No idea what you're talking about.
Or if you were...
Listen, we've spent many, many times in hotel rooms just watching the little documentary there that they have, like, things to do in this city. And then we go, good enough. And we don't go see the things. Isn't that true?
Colonial Williamsburg, that's your best place. They couldn't say, like New York or, like... Even like Princeton would be better than Colonial Williamsburg.
No.
What is a colonial?
That's, what do you call it? It's a historic site down there.
Historic site?
Yeah, in Virginia.
If you ever took me to a historic site for no other reason than school, I'd literally shoot myself.
Let's go tomorrow.
Don't say stuff like that.
That's
either of you.
Yeah, he's the one trying to make me shoot myself in the head. He makes a racist joke. He makes perverted jokes.
He encourages you to kill yourself.
He encourages me to
really
kill yourself. He's a Trump supporter who is...
I'm not a Trump supporter.
No, sorry. He's a country supporter.
Yeah, what's wrong with...
He likes the shape
no,
of the
country.
No,
it's fine. I get it. You want to, like, for you, that's...
In with your friends and the other, houses.
Yeah. Listen, I believe you that you're patriotic and you want to put up an American flag, but what it really says to other people, even if it's not true, is that this is a person who is happy with the president.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, I'm not saying that's true. I'm saying that's what it reads.
That's what real left-wing people read it that way.
Okay, then that's a lot of people.
If there's people
so Republicans don't read it that way, then good, get in with them.
I'm not trying to get in with anybody.
You're yelling too.
Well, when someone's yelling, then you'd stop.
I'm not trying to get in with anybody.
But also Republicans would see it as that because they'd be like, oh, another person who likes the country, they must love our praise of him. Woo, go Trump. That's my redneck accent.
How would they do it?
I just said how they would do it.
I didn't hear you. Go ahead in my ear. Sorry.
No. I don't repeat myself. You either hear it the first time or you don't hear it at all.
Okay, whatever. We're not.
What was that game you wanted?
Game
online for $360.
Oh, the Nintendo Switch. And
I thought
Crossing?
You don't repeat yourself. How many times have you said you wanted that game?
That's not repeating myself.
Oh, it's not. That seems like repeating yourself.
That's telling
how about
you.
How about this phrase?
In a minute.
That's also not repeating myself. that's saying the same thing more than one time. Okay. It's different. Repeating myself is when people...
A little bit more like your father than you'd like.
Repeating myself is when people don't hear me and they're like, say that again, I don't do that. But when I need something, I need something.
Okay. Well, anyhow, what other people think is their problem. If you do, hey, if you plant flowers, people might go, oh, look, I think he's a florist.
No, but they might.
Whatever.
No, okay.
You can't control what other people think.
When people see an American flag, they don't go, oh, he must be the president. But they might be like, oh, he probably likes the president if he's playing American.
Listen to me. It doesn't necessarily make sense, but if I see someone with American flag, I go, oh, not for me.
My sister has a gigantic flagpole on the flag, and she's the biggest
case in point
left-wing liberal on the planet.
Case in point.
A crazy person who calls the police on people for wearing towels around their head.
That is true. Listen, do whatever you want, except that. Just don't. Why? It's one thing that we disagree on.
Can I put a Canadian flag up?
Yeah.
No.
You could if you wanted to. But what if I were to put
two flags, American and a Canadian?
No.
Why?
Because I don't want the American flag up.
That's really gross. If people heard that, they would.
They will hear it.
At least Jeremy
will.
Do you want me to get my sister on the phone and get her opinion on it? Because she's very
now she's because then she'll listen to this podcast and then she'll hear Raina say, I'm a crazy person.
Big deal. She's crazy, so.
Yeah, but
she won't listen. She won't know where to find the podcast.
She knows how to Google something.
I don't want to have her on the phone. She's too much work.
Your older aunt is too much work.
My aunt was younger than me.
You can have one younger than you.
Yeah, but obviously in our case, she is not.
Yeah, well, you could have one. You know. Check it out.
Oh, my God.
Your sister is not going to be younger than me. And it can happen in other families, but it's not happening.
Yeah, because my mom is dead and my father's 92. But if she was alive...
Your father probably could still get impregnate someone.
No. At 92?
I don't know. I mean, 70-some-year-old men gotten women pregnant.
Yeah, 70. That's like a 20-year difference.
Anyway, you still, it's just, if you can get it up, right? No, don't you always gross. Have sperm?
Okay. Well, still 12 years old.
Right, I'm speaking very...
biological.
Yeah, no. Scientifically about it.
What about old people getting boners? That's what you're talking about.
Ew. Where do you hear that word from?
Oh, what am I, 3? I mean...
That's gross.
No word.
Rich, you just were making a joke that you were going to get a boner if you saw me. I know you didn't.
Oh, you were saying my breathing's hard, that we were making hard jokes, saying things are hard. And then you go, when I see Mama and Jim, and then you were about to say something.
Yeah, you make horrible jokes all the time, and then you look around excited, want people to laugh. Then the minute Raina says anything...
I'm an adult.
I know, but you're doing it to her. Have you ever heard the phrase, like, show by example or teach
Never
by example?
Never heard that phrase.
Never heard it?
No.
Monkey see, monkey do.
Well, put up the American flag, then.
I don't want people to hear that you don't want the American flag up. They're going to think you're anti-American.
Listen, poll 90% of Americans right now. They feel the same way. I'm not out of the ordinary.
No,
wish that, first of all, I'm Canadian. I didn't grow up here. I don't have the same feelings for the country that other people probably do or Mexicans. But, well, no, because I think we all know that Mexicans, they support America.
Stop trying to fix it.
No, I was being serious. Like they're, you know. They love America. No.
Kicked out the ice.
Yeah. The point being, no.
Well, anyhow, my pharmacist, it's not my pharmacist.
You, Rich, listen, don't try to slide into this segment. The truth is we had to go to the grocery store and both of us were feeling a little anxiety. When we got back in the car, Rich said to me, he said, I talked to the pharmacist who's a friend of mine and she said, this is all going to taper off. And he said it as though he'd just gotten like some really inside information. This is going to taper off. Is it? Oh, do your pharmacist say that? Hey, Rich, just because I know you from high school, come here. I want to tell you something. This is going to taper off. What? Are you kidding me? The curve is going to flatten. What? Are you kidding?
This got to be a joke. You're playing me, man. It's going to taper off.
Where'd you get this information, man? I can't tell you how I know. I just know. If we all stay indoors, this thing is going to taper off. Why did you say it with such like, listen, don't be spreading this around, but...
Rich knows.
I happen to know the pharmacist, so I'm getting a little bit of inside information here. It's good.
Talk about dad, designer friend.
Which designer friend?
Who does his
Instagram?
Landscaping with Rich.
Oh. Raina has a problem with your landscaping with Rich videos that you put on Instagram.
What?
Like the text on them and things like that. It's not great. I don't like it. It doesn't vibe with me.
You want me to get him on the phone?
No. Just let me do them for you.
He would just be like this. Oh, okay.
You were doing, you were going to post a thing of mom chewing with horses.
Yeah, and I did it.
And whose idea was it to do
and
that?
And I just said put
whose idea
know,
was
I said, no, put that I in the background.
Whose idea was it? I just want people to know that it was my idea
it
to
was
do
my
that.
Idea to tape you.
He knew it was my idea. I told him that without your I said
stop.
The thing of a horse chewing over it. We both have similar ideas because we both know you're a horse.
Okay, Rich
No,
Rich
continue what I was saying.
No, let me just Rich took a audio of me eating crackers and cheese
very loud.
He played it on the podcast last week. Then I suggested, why don't you put it on your Instagram, put some pictures of cows and horses and stuff.
That's what I did in the background. I put
Raina also I guess had that.
I told him the same thing, but the thing like the text on it that said Bonnie chewing was in like a bright yellow with another like bright yellow drop shadow. I know, but it was like weird. Why would he think to do a bright yellow with another bright yellow drop shadow around it? Like, it looked weird.
So I told him to fix it, and he did.
Yes, because I had to tell you first. You would have posted it without me telling you that no one can barely read that.
Look at Daddy's face. What's happening?
Nothing, what?
You're, like, so in shock or something. I think he's, like, drop shadow.
Doing what?
What's your drop shadow?
Drop shadow.
It wasn't even a drop shadow. It was more of just like a shadow. It was like a glow around all of it. Like it just, you could barely read it. I don't know why he would think to do it like that.
I don't know. Maybe he likes yellow.
Okay. Well, say yellow to me.
Yellow?
What? Why? What are you saying?
What is she talking about?
I'm trying to be like, say hello to me. But then I added things. That was a bad joke.
Oh my God. I don't know about this one.
Hey, Raina.
So our problem with Raina this week is she doesn't do enough. Well, we're just going to get through some of the issues.
Wait, I got to.
You don't need to just talk about my issues on here. Do you want me to talk about your issues? How about this? You never seem to flip in close the toilet seat after you take a piss. You take a piss. You
and
don't
she doesn't flush.
She doesn't flush. She lets the toilet paper pile up and then it gets stuck on the side of the of the toilet because it's like toilet paper mountain.
You don't have to yell.
I'm sorry. I feel very.
I have to put it away over here.
Violated, right?
No, I feel
no,
very
listen,
strongly. That
you shouldn't flush every time. And I just want to
yes,
tell our
like
listeners.
Your stupid water.
I just want to
okay,
say
no,
to our.
How about this? You
can I get this?
No, let me just say this first.
No, not
I'll
you're
talk
yelling.
I'll talk politely. You never.
You <She's laughs> gross.
No, but it's okay, I guess, to not flush every time. But you don't flush like 20 times in a row.
No, that's okay.
Yes, it is. Because it makes toilet paper mountain, clogs the toilet.
It's like
and
an outhouse.
Also when you don't flush.
We have an outhouse and our in-house.
It's like when you don't flush.
Can I
too.
Please respond?
No, no, you're not allowed to respond, you disgusting pig.
Wait till it's your turn. You should have went way softer. way softer.
I'll cut this podcast. I'll do my command D on it.
You want to cut and run? Go ahead.
No.
I suggest that you get out of here now.
Let me just say one thing. When you...
Your voice is really, like, driving me crazy. You know how mad you get when daddy eats? That's what I'm feeling like when you just talk.
No, but...
You're a yapping
slut.
Yapper. What did she say?
She called me a slut.
Why?
Because I said her voice was annoying.
I know that it is, and that doesn't...
well, it's we're too talking loud. About you.
I'm enough literally your, talking normal enough, right now.
Enough with your goddamn, I'm saving the water. Shut up.
Come on. It's for the environment.
It's for the environment. All water goes to the same place anyways.
No, it doesn't. And we
yes,
shouldn't,
it does.
We shouldn't, no one should flush every time.
Quit water, leaning in water, like you're singing like one of the Andrew sisters.
The water from...
She's got the mic. Should I leave the podcast? No. It's fine. I don't mind. I was
you
trying to
leave
keep
this house.
First of all, I wasn't going to say you're... Stop.
Give it to me.
Raina, stop.
Give
or else we'll kick you out.
Stop.
Raina. Oh,
God.
Did you hear about that? Hold on, this is true.
Did
you hear about the actress that got stabbed?
That's not my joke. I saw it online.
Reese
Witherspoon?
With a knife.
Thank you for interrupting.
I told him that joke, which wasn't my joke.
Do you ever take a break? Stop.
No. Oh, okay. Fine.
No, listen, on a podcast, nobody gets to talk all the time. If you want to do your own podcast,
I might just do my own
where
podcast.
You continue, where you never take a breath. Please go do. They're first person podcasts. They're around.
No breath, no breathing's hard.
What is? I don't. Is it 10 o'clock at night? Usually you save this energy for nighttime. Okay, but all I was gonna say is Raina doesn't do enough things. We feel except she's on Minecraft all the time
or TikTok.
And then that's all I was gonna say about you. But then you had to grab and.
I'm sorry, but it's.
And then I was going to say, and daddy, our issue with daddy is that he tells us what to do constantly. I
mean, someone's got to take control.
I know, but it's like you micromanage. It's bad.
Even with this, you were controlling. I was just trying to tell you how to make a new pot. I was trying to tell him.
You don't come in.
You need to. You can't constantly go, let me talk when all you're doing is talking.
And talking nonsense. Go upstairs, get your notebook. And give me a water, please.
Here's some water in here.
No, the other kind. My carbonate. Go get your notebook. We'll do that.
I want to hear what she says about me first. I want to hear what she says.
I'm not going to say anything. I was going to talk about daddy.
Okay, go get your notebook and get me a water, please.
Okay, fine. The other day in the car, I was saying, you have to stop telling me what to do all the time, constantly. And because I was just trying to like send a text to someone and he was telling me how to text someone.
Yeah, what to say. Yeah.
And I said, please stop telling me what to do. I'm a grown woman. I know what I'm doing.
No, not a lot of times.
Then you started telling me very precisely what to say. And I kind of laughed in my head a minute because I thought you were joking. And then I turned and looked in your face and you were not joking. You took nothing in and just, and then I said, you're not joking. You were like, no, tell him that. It's like, and then your friend came over with social distancing outside.
I stayed 6 feet.
He had
away.
A mask. Yes. And, but even he was like, how do you live with this guy? He's constantly, like, I was trying to plant a couple of little, what are those bushes called? Juniper bushes, yeah. Maybe? No, you don't know what they're called, Raina. So stop. Go upstairs and
they're
get what daddy
called
wants.
Female bushes.
Anyway. I don't even get it. I don't even get it.
Female bushes?
I don't get it.
What do you have down there? You're...
I don't get it. But why would I be planting that?
You just think, don't
like your pubic hair? Is that what
you... Yes, that's what he's referencing to.
It makes no sense. It's not funny.
You're trying to make a dumb joke with bush. Because that's what kind of bushes it was.
Oh.
So he was.
I was planning former presidents. Is that a good one?
No.
Neither was the other one.
At least his was shocking. Had some like shock value to it.
Thank you.
And it's not saying it was good. It was a little bit gross. I mean, again, 12 years old. Your child, your daughter, and you're talking about getting boners.
Well,
I thought you were out of the room.
I thought you ran out of the room. I was right here.
No, you.
Goodbye.
Give me a water and get your notebook. God.
So yeah, your friend was like, how do you put up with this guy? And then you still kept doing it. You kept telling me how to plant the bushes, just standing there, like telling it, bossing everyone around. Why look do you do that?
Look at the end result, though. Go outside now and look at the end result.
Well, here's the thing. Anytime I have an idea of something I want to do, you tell me it's wrong, and then you tell me how to do it correctly, and then I say, but I've read about it, or I've watched tutorials, or I've done this.
So far about... Does everything look...
This is the thing. I just end up giving in to you because you just... You go do whatever you want, but... And you bully.
Here, take this upstairs. Put this in the kitchen. Raina, come here. You're going. Please take this. Put it in the kitchen. It looks great. I just gave ideas. You're the one who had final pick of the plants. And the
I
trees.
Don't because anytime I went to pick something, you go, not that.
Did we end up with perfect ones? Did we? Yes.
We
or
ended
no?
up with what you wanted on every single aspect of everything. Because I just give up. I go, I can't argue this anymore. No, because you won't ever.
I never said I wanted or did not want a blueberry bush, and we have one.
Yeah, because I bought that without your knowledge.
I was with you.
Did you know I was getting it? No, I went in because they only allowed one person in at a time.
Do you like the bird bath? I got your opinion on that. You said yes, and we put in a bird bath.
It's just agreed with what you already wanted. Stop.
I said.
Can you just stop for a second? Just be honest.
I'm not going to argue.
No, I don't want to argue.
We do it as a team.
Okay, see, here's a perfect example. Now I'll just stop. I'll go, you're right. Okay. Yeah, No, it is perfect. It is the best. Because there's no end to the arguing if you don't get the last say.
Okay, go ahead. Get the last say.
No, do you not see?
I just give opinions.
You give opinions until I get the thing that you say. That's you never go, okay, yeah, give it a shot.
Are you getting lemon trees? You didn't ask me if.
That's right. Anything that you're not involved, like I ordered those online.
And where are they now?
I don't know. They haven't come yet.
I just give my opinion. I know about landscaping. I have a good eye for things. I do.
But is it possible that you could just sit back every once in a while and let someone else? No, you don't. You never do. Every aspect of your life, you bully people. If I want to do something, I have to do it against your wishes or in secret.
That's not true.
In private.
Your wishes is.
Huh?
I mean, in private, that's all what against your wishes is.
No, because I don't like the lemon trees. I just did it although you did say you didn't want lemon trees.
I never said that.
You said, yes, you did.
I would like peaches or apples.
Yeah, see?
I'm not against lemons, but nobody sits and picks a lemon and eats it, but they do.
I do. Lemons are delicious. Lemons slap.
Don't talk with your mouth full.
You're one to talk with your mouth full.
That's funny.
this is a perfect example of where you can't get a message through to you. Your brain won't allow any messages to get through.
I just gotta get a message to you. Hold on. One more hour and my life will be... You know what song that is and who sings it? And the name?
I tuned out really very soon
I'll
after
do a
you
little
started.
More of it.
No.
I'll do the beginning.
No,
the preacher talked to me and he smiled. He said, come and walk with me. Come and walk one more mile. Now for once in my life, I'm alone. Do you know who sings that? Hello. If you know who, if anybody can guess who sings that, I'll give them
$2. Michael Jackson.
No.
Nobody cares.
Okay, I'll tell you the name of the song. See if anybody knows. New York Mining Disaster. Okay, I'll give you the first name of the band. B. B. Okay, who is it, Bonnie? B. B-E-E. Okay, one more hint. I'll give you the second name of the band. G's. Are you not talking now? Are you giving the silent treatment? All right. Start the next segment before you snap. You look like you want to snap or do something. We already went through that that's what you think, that I control. I just give my opinions.
And then you start singing. You don't even let her go through the whole thing. You just start interrupting and singing.
Sorry if
I went through the whole thing, but he just doesn't ever, it never clicks. You never change.
I do click. I always do.
You click?
I change all the time. I try to make everybody's
choice.
No,
see, this is a problem of yours, is that you really do believe that you're perfect.
No, I don't.
Do you honestly believe that
I'm not a good speller.
Do you honestly believe
that's your only flaw, that you can't spell things?
Go ahead. Do I honestly what?
Think that you'd be easy to live with. Like, what if you lived with you and you were constantly telling? Because I know that you think your opinion is the right one. Like, I know in your brain you're like, I'm helping because this is right. But that's the thing you have to change. Where some things aren't right or wrong. If somebody wants something, you should let them have it.
That's what I do.
You love to fucking pop the bubble of joy. If you see somebody having fun and
that's not true.
When she's dancing, you admit, you go, no. Stop it! Stop it! No. Why? She's just dancing!
Relax, God! You're losing
your
mind.
You relax. That's how you act whenever I'll be just there. She walks around
dancing all day long. Like, it does get annoying.
Okay. It gets annoying. Close your eyes. It's really not that hard to just not care about. All you gotta do is look away. It's really only annoying if you. It's really only annoying if you go and looking out for it.
I'll tell you one thing. Last night we had a lip sync concert.
Lip sync battle.
Lip sync battle, and Raina blew it up. Had a costume.
I had a costume change. I ripped the shirt off like they do.
And she had another shirt underneath.
Yeah. No.
She had sparkles and.
I had dancing. I got a death drop at the end.
You did a death drop before the end, and you were like,
I accidentally did it one line early.
She killed it. Then Mommy's was pretty good. Mommy did.
Hers was okay. Kind of bore me.
I mean, she started off good.
She said she's going to kill it next week. So
she and then
I Raina killed it.
Raina killed it, and I probably took second place doing Temptations, Ball of Confusion.
All he did was walked in place, occasionally pointed at a body part, and he really breathlessly sang every fourth word.
Look at
what?
What are you trying to agree with her without saying anything?
I'm not doing anything. I'm letting her speak.
Well, anyhow, Raina killed it. Raina killed it last night on the lip sync battle.
God.
Killed it. Mommy.
Oh, I can smell it.
Oh, and Sunday, for the first time since we've been here, we ordered out because we were scared to.
Ordered in.
Well, we ordered out and brought it in.
No.
Oh.
We ordered out. And because I asked Bobby, I go, do you order out? He said, yeah, you got to help support. And we were always scared to order out. But then
I will only support. I don't care about any of the other local businesses, but Ricky's Thai, man, that's my shit. Nothing in the world, not even the best chef's cooking, could beat Ricky's Thai.
Well, Mommy made curry the other night. That was
yellow
right up there. That was right up there with Ricky's Thai. Mommy's curry. Yes.
I mean, I'm sorry. It was good, but nothing can beat it. It's just the way it is. Mom makes many delicious meals, but. It's just how things go sometimes, you know?
If it came down to four of Mommy's meals, like four meals.
Ricky's Thai would win.
Ricky's Thai.
Someone asked me, would you rather, if there was like a burning fire and your mom wasn't there and dad, your mom and dad were in there, or Ricky's Thai's curry, yellow curry and coconut rice was in there, I'd choose the rice and curry.
What is that? That makes sense. What are you talking about?
She's saying someone says, hey, you want your mom and dad to be saved from this burning building, or do you want Ricky's Thai? And she'll go, oh, I take Ricky's Thai, please.
Because
you can't get Ricky's Thai after you've saved your mom and dad. You can never have it again.
You only have enough room to save either your parents or Ricky's Thai's food.
Oh. And it's in the fire too.
You
run back in, you grab Ricky's Thai.
And then I don't have enough room for you guys. I'm sorry. That's you understand.
No, I do. But I think Daddy and I feel the same way about you.
But
what?
Oh, see, he doesn't feel so good, does yeah. it?
All right, so
you can stop calling me that anytime.
Calling you what? What'd she call you?
Never mind. This is the thing also that's so annoying is that no matter what conversation we're having, if Rain and I laugh or anything, he goes, what? What is it? What'd you say?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Yeah, because you want to put a damper on whatever joy we have.
No,
joy killer, he kills all the joy. That's a good, that was pretty good. You can hear my runs.
You can hear what?
Joy killer.
Do it southern. Do it southern.
No, I don't. I things flow naturally in comedy. You don't. We've been over this many times. You don't just tell someone, "Oh, do that." It doesn't work right.
Yeah, mommy, we used to do impressions. We'd go do impressions.
Doesn't have the same laugh.
Mommy can do it. Mommy can do any impression. If you ask her, go ahead. Ask her to do any language or any impression. Irish or Italian.
Don't tap me like that. I can hear. Anything. Oh my God. I cannot believe
Oh,
you.
Rich.
I deleted it. Sorry.
Keep going.
Can I just talk about that for 1 minute?
I deleted it before.
Without you interrupting me. He always happens. If you ever wonder, the Jeremy listening to this, if you ever wonder why sometimes towards the end of podcast there's a sudden stop and then it comes back, it's because every time we do a podcast, every single time.
At 38 something.
At like 38 minutes. Another recording, like another
because he tapes
of us talk because he tapes over.
I
past
this
recordings.
Morning deleted no. all the old podcasts.
If you deleted all
that
the
was
old
only about 30 seconds.
Yes,
worth
but
of.
You then you
I
didn't
must have
still
missed
delete
it.
All of it. It's
but
still
why
there.
Didn't you just get
so
a new
when so before we started this podcast, I was trying to get him because I saw him doing it and I was like, because what he did was he went to another podcast. And
no.
then he went, yes. No. You went to Easter Sunday podcast.
No.
Yes, you did. I guess you don't say no because I saw you doing it. Me and mom both saw you and we were like, don't do that. He clicked file and then he hit saved as. And he saved that podcast under today or he saved as like another thing. And then he closed out GarageBand, reopened it with and opened that thing, which is this. It's all he did practically was rename the Easter Sunday.
No.
Yes, because you saved the Easter Sunday podcast. In under a new name. So that's all you did. You just
talk up.
You just duplicated basically the podcast.
I've been telling her to tone it down the entire podcast.
Oh yeah.
So I mean it's just weird. So I tried to tell him, just go
wait,
and
which one's mine?
Stop.
Top
it.
One? The top one's mine.
Oh my God.
Oh, okay.
Can you just
yet,
let me
yet he's the one telling everyone what to do all the
yes.
time. He won't stop.
I told him, just go do a new one. And he was like, no. And then he did this weird thing where he saved
Why
podcast.
Did that with your face?
He did this weird thing where he saved it and closed GarageBand and like saved it again like 10 times because he
no.
tried to delete something. It was so confusing. And I'm telling him, just do a new podcast. Just like do a new recording.
How many times are you going to repeat that? Speaking of repeating.
So I go, I don't think it's in that one. I think it's in that one.
But pick your best. Okay, mommy, set up. Let's do this last bit so we can get out of here.
No, I just want to tell them. So then I told him to get a new one. And then he goes to a new one, right, finally. And so close to just getting that new recording. And he closes that. He goes, no, that's not the way we do things around here. It's not the way we do it.
No, it's not
the way
we do it. He wants. I don't know who he is. I think he is God. Is it?
No, he is Jeremy.
How he wants it.
How
I'm saying, who's he?
Hi, you know what?
Who's he?
I try to do.
Who is he?
I try to do a podcast where people.
You just ignore our question. Who is he?
The podcast guy.
Who's the podcast guy?
At the podcast network. That's how it's set up. That's how Rob set it up.
No, okay, but that's. Probably.
So this is the same piece of paper.
Let me just see this. Let me. Yeah. Can I just read it? Let me just read what it is. Let me read what it is.
This is how you open it.
Step one. Open GarageBand. File close.
Left hand. Side click recent. My way.
You put file save as because that's what you're supposed to do at the end. You're supposed to save
file
it as,
save at the end.
That's what you're supposed to do to send it to him, not to create a new recording thing.
Yes.
You were doing the save as thing.
You
saving.
Guys don't get it. You
you're
don't.
To, no, it literally says on there to make a new one. It says left hand side.
Okay.
Template.
Nobody likes to hear silence.
Yes, you're supposed to do a new template.
At this point, they do.
You're supposed to do a new template and the new
I
blank.
I disagree. It was kind of.
Can
nice.
We? Can we
it was
move
supposed
on?
To do, no, I just want to say. I just need to tell you.
You've been saying it for 10 times.
You're supposed to do the new say the new template,
all right, the next
new
one.
Blank template, and then you're supposed to save it and send it to him at the end. You're not supposed to go to a recording you already had. Save it, close. Save it, close. Save, close. Open.
You're 12 years old. We've been doing this podcast since you were 6. Don't come
and
around.
And since I was 6, you've been recording over a podcast.
No. That just happened recently, and we fixed it. You don't
you
see
did
it coming
out. Like, for the last year, you've
no.
been... Yes!
And you did not fix it. If, oh, we it did was fix fixed, it. If it was fixed, we wouldn't, 5 minutes ago, have to delete the old recording that was just
it was on
there.
It was only a little bit.
It was only a little bit. All right. Still there.
Okay. Okay. It doesn't matter. This is, seems like a good time. You've got the right energy. Raina was looking through her old notebooks the other day and she found she was going to when we first were going to do the Rich Voss roast.
I was like 9, just saying.
Yeah, she was 9 and she was going to go on the dais and do roast you. But then it became bigger and bigger and we ended up like not filming her. It and stuff and
canceling her.
And yeah. We didn't even let her come. So
dicks to me.
You were 9. Okay, so but she found she had written out her roast jokes, which I hadn't heard
when she was 9 years old.
When she was 9, so she's gonna read them out now.
No, well, I told her to pick the best 3.
Okay, I'll just read some. There's like 5.
It's like 2 minutes.
Yeah, God.
So when she was 9.
Okay, yeah, we said that already. What does that have to do with anything, really?
Well, because you're younger.
Okay, yeah, they're kind of.
No, they're good. That's fine. Okay.
So, yeah, Rich is now 60.
By the way, it does say so, yeah.
Yeah, it says so, yeah. So, yeah, Rich is now 60, been sober 30 years, half of his life. Well, think of this. What did he do the other half of his life? Got you thinking, didn't I? I'm so dumb. All right, in all seriousness, Rich commits to shit. I mean, he's been sober for 30 years, married to Bonnie McFarland for 11 years, and dealt with me, the ass of the family, for 9. And when you have Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarland as a parent, I'll just say you have to explain some things to the school counselor. As you know, Rich commits to things, but living with me and Bonnie gets him messed up in the head. When he's not playing golf or doing lottery, he's planning basement suites for hobos and drug addicts. Oh, so that's what he was doing the other half of his life. Everyone says don't judge a book by its cover, and it's what's on the inside what counts, but Rich's insides smell like crap. They're so dumb.
They're good for 9 years old.
Rich.
Instead of saying my father, she says,
you're recording over more.
Don't worry, it's going over it.
Oh my God. Rich loves Walmart. He takes me there every week. I guess it's his way of spending time with me. I mean, most dads take their kids to the park or a library, but Rich takes me to the bleach aisle while he goes to the bananas, which is weirdly close to the bleach, and says, have fun. I suspect child services will be coming soon.
Thank you, Raina Voss. Woo! That was Raina, 9-year-old.
9-year-old comedic genius.
So if you want to hear Voss Roast, it's for free on YouTube, Voss Roast.
But if you do want to contribute to the family, you know, even though the Voss Roast is free on YouTube, you could still contribute by PayPal, VossRaina@gmail.com on PayPal. That's VossRaina at gmail.com.
All right, you guys, we'll talk to you soon.
Stay safe.
Stay safe.
Wash your hands. I don't know why we tell them this. They should already know this by now.
Peace out.
Bye.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.